Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Carr. I'm in Lake Tahoe. I'm with the NFA in the spring meeting with Penny Carnina, the general manager of Grigsby's Carpet, Tile, and Hardwood in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Penny, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Spending time with me. We're actually here by the pool. Envious place to be, right?
Oh, absolutely. It is a beautiful day.
And we came out here to snow ski, right?
Yeah, not so much.
So first, let's talk about Grigsby's. It's one store location. You've been part of the NFA since January of 98. Tell us a little bit about your operation and how's business.
We are just one store. We have 27 employees. We have 11 salespeople. We do retail and commercial work, and probably fairly heavy on commercial. This season, I would say we've had some great retail traffic starting in January. So I feel like that part of the business has been up. We've got a lot of retail work that's still large contracts hanging out there that we haven't been able to get closed yet because those jobs seem to go on and on. But we're really encouraged for 2026.
How about that? That's great to hear. So is it the market? Is it Tulsa? Is it Grigsby's? What's the secret sauce?
I'd say there are a couple of things. We have a great sales team, and they are very experienced, been in the business a long time. I think that gives our consumers confidence when they purchase.
You know, most of the country right now, the consumer is in a wait-and-see mode because, you know, their confidence isn't up. They want a little bit lower interest rate. They want to get a sense that they can go ahead and make this $7,000 to $15,000 investment, and it's not a dumb decision. So it's interesting that that's different in your market.
Yeah, I think that some of those people have possibly been waiting through the fall. We've seen bigger tickets the beginning of the year so far. Now, possibly we do have some people that are on a wait and see, especially right now with everything that's going on. But I feel like over the next month, that'll get turned around and consumers will really be out there buying.
So you gave a presentation at the membership meeting yesterday, and it was a breakout session on marketing. Tell us a little bit about what you talked about.
Okay, we talked a lot about advertising and how we advertise. I was really excited to see that so many of us all have found that social media has played such a great part in our businesses and has really been the most successful tool for all of us in bringing consumers into our stores. Everybody shared about how they were reaching out with social media in regard to videos, in regard to static ads, just the different things that they post. And then also, even though we had another breakout session that was in regard to AI, we also talked about that benefit in using AI to construct those ads for social media. And that was really a great breakout for a lot of people in sharing.
So you've got to have a good website. That's your front door. And then you've got to be plugged into these social medias, and there's a lot of options out there. Which one are you using?
We actually changed website companies the beginning of the year, and I will say that has been a tremendous boost in our leads because they have been great about coming in with us and doing social videos that promote whatever promotions we're doing for that specific month. So for me, it takes about 30 minutes of my time, pump out 3 or 4 videos, they push them out onto the social media platform, and it's crazy. You know, I can walk around through the store and I have customers that go, "Oh, I see you all the time." It's kind of weird.
So you're the star of the video.
I am.
All right. So do you want to give this company a plug that you switched to?
It's In-House Advertising, and they are a local Tulsa company, and we are thrilled to have them on board.
Okay. So then, again, you talked about social media, and I think that would be like LinkedIn or Facebook or
Graham.
Instagram. You do all those, right?
We do. Yes, plugged into all of them, and so it really seems to be helping and pushing leads to our site, and then customers fill out contact me requests, and those turn into great leads and sales.
So are you doing traditional advertising as well?
We still do a lot of TV. Print-wise, there's a little bit in magazines that we still do. We do OTT and, you know, site retargeting and geofencing. We do all of the digital stuff that seems to really help and drive business.
And this company that you use for your website, they coordinate all that?
They do the vast majority of it, but then we have some other partners that we work with as well.
How do you know which part of the marketing investment you're doing is actually paying off.
We talked about that yesterday in the meeting because I was asking everyone if they definitely get reports. We do get reports. I get reports every month. My advertising people come in, they share all that information, how many impressions, how many clicks. One of our partners actually tracks it all the way down to footfalls, which is crazy to me that you can actually know how many people walk in your store from clicking an ad on OTT advertising. That's crazy.
So the name is Carpet Tile and Hardwood. How does that break out as far as what you're selling nowadays?
Well, like everybody else, of course, we still do a lot of luxury vinyl plank, but I'd say we probably do maybe 15% tile, probably another 35 to 40 of that is LVP, and then the balance is carpet tile. Because we're heavy in commercial, that carpet mix is still heavy for us. And we still do some housefuls of carpet, believe it or not.
Oh, you do?
We do.
All right. Many people I've talked to, actually Ian today in our podcast, he said carpet was kind of making a resurgence. And I don't know if he's talking about the group overall or his look at it at Flooring 101, but I'm hearing that several places, right?
Yeah, we have still always done a fair amount of carpet. Certainly hard surface is a bigger mix for us, but we still have that consumer that really likes carpet. I don't know if that's necessarily an older demographic, but we do still sell a lot of carpet.
You know, I met you down in Mexico one time. You were at the Vail Tile Statements meeting. Do you still do that?
We do, yeah. And in fact, when all the tariff stuff started, we did a promotion all around the Made in the USA tile.
Okay, Penny. Well, thanks for spending time with us and telling us a little bit about this marketing presentation that was given to the NFA membership group yesterday. Again, been talking to Penny Carnino, the general manager at Grigsby's Carpet Tile and Hardwood, and you've been listening to Kemp R and FloridaLA.net.